Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holden.
And I'm Vicki Moore, top local story. What's ahead for the UC system because of COVID? We've already seen the CSU, Cal State system, keep classes online for the entire academic school year, and UC might be headed in that direction. Let's get the latest live from KNX 1070's John Baird.
The UC's top health executive has told UC Regents to prepare to continue online learning and for limited access to campuses beyond the fall session because the coronavirus will likely cause disruption to university operations for quite a while longer.
I presented data to you all in February, and I haven't really changed my perception.
Dr. Kerry Byington said the U.S. would expect to be at 50 to 60% herd immunity in July of 2022.
So I believe that we will still be undergoing these modifications, accommodations for the virus for at least another year.
Most of the campuses begin the fall classes on October 1st. Reporting live at UCLA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There are some new plans now for the phased resumption of the in-person classes within the Orange Unified School District. Runs 38 campuses in and around the city of Orange. It'll begin with the preschoolers and some first graders being allowed to go back to campus on the 28th, followed by the gradual return of older students into late October. But parents still have the option of keeping their kids at home for the online classes.
An Orange County supervisor has asked the president to send federal relief money directly to the county instead of letting the governor distribute it. He wrote a letter to the White House. This is Supervisor Don Wagner, told the president that even though Orange County has complied with what he calls the ever-changing state government regulations, the governor, he says, has threatened to withhold the money to get counties to comply. No comments so far from the governor. Word came this morning that a firefighter has died battling the El Dorado fire in the Caipa area. That's the one that was triggered by the firework gender reveal party. A spokesman for the San Bernardino National Forest says the name of the firefighter is being withheld at this time until his family can be told.
The cause is under investigation. More details will be available as they are confirmed.
The search was launched last night when he went missing after a flare-up of the fire in the Seven Oaks, Pine Zanita area. And the Forest Service says that's when the body of the firefighter was found. The El Dorado fire has burned more than 19,000 acres, close to 20,000. At last word, 66% contained. And Cal Fire has said that criminal charges could be brought against the hosts of that gender reveal party that triggered the fire.
So the big Bobcat fire, only 9% contained. And today they hope to make some progress against the northern spread.
First, fire crews and air power are hoping to cut off the flames and heavy trees to the north of Mount Wilson and when the observatory and broadcast towers are deemed to be safe from a spread of fire. Angeles National Forest spokesman Andrew Mitchell says plans are in the works to build a fire camp in the desert north of the fire's leading edge and shift major amounts of equipment there, which would dramatically cut the time needed to get crews on the line.
Rather than say that maybe the hour and a half drive it is now, it'd be a lot faster, you know, maybe 10, 15 to up to half an hour drive.
Shorter logistical lines and fresher crews could translate into more containment line on the fire's most active edge, and that could minimize threats to other communities like Wrightwood in the days to come. At the Bobcat Fire, Pete DeBatrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Public and private pledges have pushed the reward being offered for the shooter who ambushed those deputies in Compton. It's now at about $650,000.
One of the deputies shot in what authorities have described as an ambush is now out of the hospital and recovering at home. The other deputy who was shot in the jaw remains hospitalized.
For the care of the deputies, between private donations and the ALS Care Foundation, a GoFundMe account, that number is swollen to $800,000.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
The outpouring of support from throughout the nation has been overwhelming, and I thank each and every person.
Villanueva says investigators are following numerous and substantial leads. No arrests have been made in connection with Saturday's shooting, but we are told the arrest of a carjacking suspect following a 9-hour standoff Tuesday in Linwood does appear to be linked to the investigation into the attack on the two deputies. Investigators are looking for a witness who was seen on surveillance video standing nearby when the shooting took place. Claudia Piskutuk, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A Pico Rivera homeowner shot and killed a man and wounded another as they were trying to get into his house. L.A. County Sheriff's deputies arrested a third suspect who drove the wounded man to the hospital. The injured suspect has undergone surgery. A homeowner not hurt.
Authorities are trying to figure out what caused a driver to slam into a home in Pomona. The crash, car went right into the home, and the crash killed a woman inside. She was actually pinned under the car for 20 minutes and then was pronounced dead at the scene. There is an ongoing investigation to find out exactly what happened.
Actor Danny Masterson due in court in a couple of hours to be arraigned on a charge that he raped three women at his home in Hollywood Hills. The co-star of That 70s Show and The Ranch has been free on a $3 million bond since he was arrested in June. Now, he denies sexually assaulting those three women in separate incidents in 2001 and 2003. He was fired from the ranch in 2017 after being accused of sexual misconduct, which he denied.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.